We continue in some of the halachot of Yom Tov pertaining to cooking food, the laws of Ochel Nefesh. Harambam is posek in the first chapter of Hilchot Yom Tov the following. En ofin umebashelim biyom tov kede lehaachil goy shene'emar hu lebado yaase lachem velo legoyim. Lefichach אין מזמנים גוי ביום טוב, גזרה שמיירבה בשבילו. Rambam writes that there is a restriction against cooking for goyim on Yom Tov. Although the Torah allows us to cook on Yom Tov, that's only lachem, that's only for us. However, the person, let's say, has a goy, and he invites him over, so it would be forbidden to cook specifically for the goy. However, Rambam writes that if you cooked for yourself and there's leftovers and there's extra, so the goy can eat from the leftovers. For example, a person has a maid in his house, and therefore you cook for yourself and you don't cook exactly. You cook what you want to normally cook for Yom Tov, and there's leftovers. So the halakha writes that the goyim are able to partake into the leftovers. But to go out of your way specifically and cook for them, for example, you know, the maid wants a scrambled egg. That would be asur on Yom Tov to go now and scramble her an egg. That's clearly forbidden. If you made, let's say, a bowl of rice, and now there's a little extra and she wants a half from it, of course she can eat from it. But there's a great machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Hakam of Adya regarding the following case. You have a case where, let's say, a goy comes over, and you want to give him a cup of coffee, you know, out of respect. So the Ben Ish Chai says you can give him a cup of coffee in the following way. Make a cup of coffee, make extra for yourself. You drink first, and your family, majority, and then give him the leftover cup. And therefore you got around the problem. You really... we're doing it for him, but you did it for yourself also, and you took care of yourself first. Hakam of Adya says that does not alleviate it. So the only time they allowed you to give to the goyim is when you were making it for yourself, and there was extra, then to give it to the goy. But to make this trick where you really have intent to make for the goy, but you're making extra for yourself, that doesn't take care of the problem. There's a gezerah over here that they're worried that you might come to make for the goyim themselves in a different pot, which is definitely asur, and therefore the halakha, it would be forbidden in any way to make food on Yom Tov for the goyim specifically, whether you're making it directly for them or indirectly, like the case of the coffee where we said you'll add a couple of water and things and you'll drink from it and give it to them, like the Ben Ish Chai says, that's also asur. The only way it's permissible is as the Rambam concludes, and I quote, Avalimba Hagoy me'elav, but if the goy comes on his own, ochel emmahem mashehem ochlim. He's able to eat what they're eating, shekeva rechinuhu, because already it was prepared. But to go out of your way to prepare for them, that would be asur, certainly on Shabbat, the Hadush is even on Yom Tov.